Welcome to Chaos to Control, the podcast that's dedicated to helping you navigate that ever-changing landscape of business and remote work. Hello, I'm Tiqua Scarborough, your host, CEO of Power Pro Assistance. Joining me are my lovely co-hosts, fellow Chaos coordinators, and team members, Casey, our Director of Operations, and Cora, our Operations Manager. In each episode, we blend insightful strategies with a conversational touch to empower you to adapt, pivot, and thrive amidst the chaos of today's work environment. Whether you're a small business owner, a CEO, or someone looking to make the most of remote work, this podcast is your go-to resource. Anticipate the unexpected, even prepare for it, as we delve into success stories, case studies, and actionable insights that you can apply to your own business. We're here to equip you with the knowledge and the tools you need to stay ahead in today's dynamic business world. So whether you're tuning in during your commute or your well-deserved coffee break, thank you for choosing Chaos to Control as your source of inspiration and education. Let's get started on this journey from chaos to control, one strategy at a time. I am thrilled to dive into another episode with you, especially as we tackle a crucial theme for this quarter, business process optimization. In our last episode, Navigating Business Solo, we explored the critical journey towards delegation success. Today, our focus shifts to laying the groundwork for efficiencies and growth with an introduction to business process optimization. So join us as we unravel the significance of optimizing your business processes, addressing pain points head on, and paving the way for smoother operations and enhanced productivity. So let's unlock the potential within your business together. We're going to go into the BPO. That acronym spells out business process optimization. And it's all about making things smoother and better in your business. Say I if you want to get things rolling and smooth in your business, the operations. So we're talking about slashing costs, boosting efficiency, and making your service or product top notch. The big goal? To make sure that your business is hitting those targets and maybe even suppressing them. So we're going to dive into process identification. So Cora, our process master, let's give them a broad overview of what process identification is and just give some examples of that.
So first thing first, we must figure out what's happening in your business. And pretty much what that means is mapping out every step, who's responsible for what, and what results you want. Once you got that down, then we need to see where we need to tighten it up. And it could be looking as simple as, I want to do a launch. I need to know who my key players are. I need to know what we need to deliver and how are we going to deliver them. And do we have all of the resources that we need available? I know it does sound like it's a lot, but it really is the key of when you do it right the first time, it's easy to duplicate. However, if you don't know that, I don't know how to write good copy, maybe I should get a copywriter and you do this amazing to you self page, but no one's buying. It's not necessarily that you didn't do it right. You just need somebody who could, you know, come in. Take your idea and now make it better. And so it's knowing when that, oh, I just need to tighten up here and I didn't really need to do that. And so now you're making this process so that when you do it the second time, it's like, oh, I don't need 6 months. I can do this in 3. So that's where process identification is going to be very key. Then we move to analyze. And we dig deep into the process to find out what's not working so well. And we look and, you know, we're going to have to look out for anything that's slowing us down, causing headaches, which we're business owners. There are some headaches, but we're talking about the headaches that is unnecessary. or just a waste of time. Like, I did this and I didn't have to. And then we're going to talk to our team, crunch the numbers, because we all know you're either going to pay for it in time or money, and it's still a cost. And maybe then break it down and break it out into, you know, cute little process maps if your team is visual like me, or it could even be audio because, you know, you may have people who can hear and visualize it better than they can see it. And so that's going to be the big point, because if you're doing a landing page and you realize you have this expensive software that no one can use, what's the point? It's great. It's wonderful to say, yeah, I have this tool, but it sucks if no one knows how to use it. So you're going to end up having to pay an expert to come in every time to change something. Or you can get something that your team can use. May not be like all the top notch, but it's perfect for your clients because it's easy for them to understand it. It's easy for your team to go to make edits. Now you're not paying an expert every time you have to change something, and it's saving you money and a headache because if it breaks, you can fix it. So those are the big two starting points.
Give some examples. So you have analyzed quite a few things in PowerPro Assistant. So I know that there were some tools, and we all know that we use Buildable, and we can see that that doesn't work right now because it's too much work into it. But we also have to also think about the expenses. So what are some of the solutions that you put in when you was analyzing some of the processes and the things that we were using to help make the process better?
I think my biggest key was how much it was going to cost us financially, and how much it was going to cost us in time, mentally. And so while Build-A-All is great, if you don't understand like the essence of codes and you don't want to spend all your time in there, it was costing us more in time, which, and sadly, we had to always get an expert to come in and fix, you know, the mistakes we thought we knew we was doing, and we found out we didn't know we was doing it, making it worse, versus using a simpler tools for maybe certain parts and having Build-A-All do the parts that we could do. Like, it's amazing for the calendar, like for it to be able to pull all our calendars, have people be able to schedule seamlessly. Great. However, anybody who is not web technology wise knows that when you're trying to create a landing page and you have an offer, nobody wants to take 5 months to do a landing page for an offer. We have an offer. We want it done like at least within a month. Build-A-All wasn't always that user-friendly for us to be able to execute on our dreams and our visions. And so that would be always the bottleneck. We would have all the back end stuff ready to go. We get to the landing page and it's like, something's not working. Or we're like, who do we call, reach out to fix this? And it was like, and Casey be looking at me like, I don't know how to do that part, but I could find you an article. Like, let me look. So versus where now you can maybe use at this point, Canva can make you a quick landing page with a few little links and you could post it, and it at least will get the job started until you can then move it to whatever your big, expensive, wonderful, friendly thing is. But for us, you wanted something. My thing is we are human focused team first. And if you're going to exert the time and energy, can it be on something that at least is going to move us forward and not get us stuck at the same point every time? So that was very important to me, because one, who wants to pay for something they can't use? And two, who then wants to pay a team member who's going to spend all your hours trying to fix something when they could be doing something in their greatness?
Yes, thank you. And that's how we identify what those process was and then also analyze it. And we know that Cora is pretty good with that and finding us tools. So like, for example, when we were using Dubsado, and we all not experts at it. We know how to put the process together,
but then figuring it out, you know, it
when we don't have the time to figure it out, and we have ladies here
that can figure out things
when we have the time. But when you have clients and teams,
but they're also built for
that takes up a lot of time and spending that time trying to figure it out.
So you guys did analyze that,
and then she found another solution. So now we're using
built for creative entrepreneurs.
And Casey
the
built
one
that out.
That we have switched to and started utilizing.
Quickly, she built it up.
We did
and
implement
that was a solution to,
based off of Cora's suggestion on an analysis. Is the Client Joy, which is built for
so now,
agencies.
Casey,
so it works
we
and it's
come
easier
to
build out for
we
our processes.
We know that you're the guru
because
of
for an
system.
Agency,
and
you
just
have
kind of like giving a high
customizable
overview
needs
when it comes to like
based on
and
all your different clients and all the
all.
Different accounts.
And I know
and
that this is
your
zone.
And so that analysis really helps point you towards what is the right tool
for
you. What you're trying to do with it for your industry, for your business, which takes
solutions.
You into
so
the
you
redesigning and the implementation of the new tools, which I think is the fun part. And so I like going in and making the changes. And based on what you find, based on the analysis that you do, the research that you do, the suggestions that are provided to you, what you want to do is then overhaul all of the processes to make them more efficient. And that might mean bringing in new tech, like we were talking about, shaking things up, how they're done, or shifting resources around. So we make sure everyone's on board and ready to roll, because you want to make sure, like Cora was saying, it's time versus money. So either way, it's a cost. Is everyone going to be able to use it? Is it something that you want to get your team members' opinion on? Or is it something that you want to invest the time in training in order to make sure that everyone is on board and able to use it by the time that you implement it? And that takes us into technology integration. So speaking of new tech, BPO often means bringing in some shiny new toys to help things run smoother. And we love talking about automation, the tools, the AI, the fancy software, anything that is going
you
to
made a good point about
make something
the
automated.
Agency.
Because anything repetitive
us,
can
when we first,
most
when I first
likely
started,
be automated,
thinking about,
and it
even
also
it
takes the load off
agency,
of the team to keep things
wasn't thinking
running
about
smoothly,
finding the tools
and it helps us focus
agencies.
On bigger
so,
projects that need
really
attention that can
into
move the business forward
tools,
to where we can get creative
light bulb went off.
And
like, okay, we
go
need
in different directions and
work for an
focus
agency,
on scaling versus maybe just
or
spending so much time in those repetitive
whereas
tasks. So just like how we help our clients get back to focusing on their zone of genius,
but
we try to implement
that
internally as well. And we do that a lot by integrating
with
different pieces of technology.
And
just one point for the main reason for switching over to Client Joy, I would say personally for me, is I've spent probably 9 months at one point doing everything with all of these different tools, and they were all great. We had everything that we wanted except a client portal. And no matter what I tried to do, I could not get a client portal that integrated all of the things that I needed our clients to see. There was always one piece that wasn't integratable, and then it would need to be an external link. And now using Client Joy, we can have a client portal to where our clients only need one place for all of their information and one place for direct communication. So they only need access to two apps. what you've been trying to do.
Yeah, and that was something when you think about analyzing
Right,
and
because you
also
know we
getting
also have to keep in
feedback
mind,
from your
and
clients
if
or
you
just by
know
us working on
anybody
these
is
tools every single
serving a lot
day.
of clients in
Nobody
different
wants 100
industries
tools.
and
And
you're
as
working with
business
your client's
owners or
technology and
business
tools as
and
well,
for our
something to keep
clients
in
and
mind that
also
we
for our
need to keep in
team,
mind
we
as
need to
well
find something
is
that was one
we're
place, a
working out of
one-stop
all of their
shop. And as
systems
Casey was talking
and they're
about,
busy
you know,
business
the
owners
client
and we're
joy
trying to
that when
take
she
stuff
built
off
out
their plate and give them back their time.
that whole
So
client
if we
portal and I
are
saw it, I was
giving
like,
them all of these
oh,
links and all of
wow.
these tools to access themselves, then we're just adding
Yeah,
to their
something that
workload.
she's been
And
trying
then
to
we
do for
noticed
a
all these
very
resources
long
that we were
time
providing
and
were
was
going
like, it worked
completely
seamless. So
overlooked
when we first
because
used
it
it
was
for one of our
they didn't have one single
client was
place
able
to
to go in
access
there
it.
and she was using it
So
faithfully. She was
also,
in
like
that
Tico was
client
saying,
portal
really pay
because
attention to
everything is
what
all
your
in one
clients or
spot.
customers
Not to
are
say that there's no other
needing,
tools. If you
even
do the
if they
research, there
aren't
are other
voicing
tools
that
that probably can
themselves,
do it.
doing the
But when
analysis,
Cora
like Cora
researched
talks
and did
about,
whatever she
of
needed to do
where
that
can
fit
you
our needs, it
continually
was like
improve.
easy peasy for Casey. So yeah, that was awesome.
Which then leads me to, oh, what I probably should remember in all of that we're discussing, the key part is we are trying to eliminate their headaches, not just for them, but for us as well. So it gives them the help of, hey, if you're looking for this, you can go back to your portal instead of them being like, I know you put this somewhere, I don't know where it's at. With us, does our client have access to more than just their client portal? Yes, for all the information that we serve. Yes. However, they know that the home for them is always going to be their portal, which is their safe haven for a headache. So if they ever get lost, they're going to go back to their home spot. That leads me into monitoring and continual improvement. This is something that I feel like a lot of times gets overlooked because we are busy. We're busy, things happen, we have other stuff that is a focus, but this is the key. Because once things are in place, you need to keep an eye on them because like in anything else, things change. So you want to check in regularly to make sure everything is working. That for us, we love ClickUp. But we all know ClickUp loves the update. And if you're not keeping track of the update, you're going to go into ClickUp and what it looked like 1 month. I went in the next month and it was totally different. And I was like, I missed the update. Oh man, I had to go back, read the update and be like, okay, cool. Was all our stuff there? Yes, but there were some tweaks. And so you want to make sure that you're adjusting, not just making the tweaks that you need for your business, but you're understanding the tweaks that with your tools, they are making so that you can still use those tools efficiently. After all, it is your business and it is not stagnant and it's going to always evolve. And so, as well as your process. And so, at quarterly, we go back through and be like, okay, so we're utilizing this, this, and this. Do we still need it? Is it working for where we're at now? Is it still serving us in the function that we thought it was going to serve
Yeah,
us?
ClickUp was
Is
a
there something
good
out there better
explanation
and
for
a little
that
bit
of monitoring and
easier
continuous
for us to
improvement because
use? And
that is my absolute favorite tool. I cannot say that's the same for everyone else on the team.
We're not quite for sure. Sometimes it's like, let's try it out.
You listen for feedback, but you also, like, if there's a tool that you know is the best tool to use for your business, but you still have people that may be struggling with the tool or may need more clarification or more training on it, still listen to that, but also listen to why they're needing that. So me and Cora did that one actually
every day
addresses all of our points.
Because I want
so process identification was okay, we want to use ClickUp for our project management.
And I'll come back and be like,
and
okay, yeah,
we
I know
can set recurring tasks. We can set our reminders. We can use our task management, our project management, our communication. It offered everything that we needed. So we knew that that was a tool that we needed for our processes that we had in place. But based on feedback, Cora and I went in and did an analysis based on, you know, I listened to the feedback that she provided. How can it be improved? And then we went in, because that was us monitoring it and improving it. And then we redesigned the whole thing. We redesigned it based on a whole new direction that we were going to take with our processes. And we went in and implemented that. We also integrated the technology with it because it does have automations with external tools. And so, you know, if a lead comes in ClientJoy, it now automatically will be sent over to ClickUp and it'll let us know our whole checklist of things that we need to do with that. And then we are still, even though we went in and we improved that whole process and we integrated it and we're using it, we will continually be monitoring it because there's always changes. So you always have to be ready to pivot.
I definitely know that ClickUp is our number one tool because, again, going back to what tool is best for your business, whereas ClickUp can benefit anyone. However, we had to also take a look at what's going to benefit the agency as we are growing because we want to make sure that we're looking ahead for the future as we are growing our business. And when Casey was going through her changes and trying to make improvements and then the frustration of it all trying to figure those things out, she finally figured out that dashboard. Whereas we know that some of our clients don't want to work in ClickUp. We go back to the feedback. It's like, do they really need to have access to all these things in ClickUp when they probably have their own productivity tool and all these other links? So how can we make it to fit where we're not adding on more to our clients? That comes with the ClientJoy with the dashboard. So now the dashboard is in that client portal. So in real time, they can see their updates, how many hours they have left, or they can even go into the tasks and see what tasks. And then Casey also created a form where they don't have to go into ClickUp. They can just now submit it as a ticket and it goes into their dashboard as for the client manager to see what is to do, what was assigned to them. So it all works seamlessly for us as an agency. But just when you think about these things, and you may not be a techie person, right? And it's all sound like, oh my God, this sounds like womp, 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 womp to me. The easiest thing for you to do when it comes to business process optimization is take whatever your business that you do in your head and write it on a piece of paper. And then give it to someone who is an expert at it to see, to kind of like do research on the tools that best fit
All of the process optimizations that we've done over the last year has been a huge game changer. It's based off of following these steps.
Like, we have our researcher Cora, who researches everything. When she listens to what we need, it's like, I need something. She's like, all right, hold on, just give me a minute. And she's starting to research, and she'll come back with a list of things that kind of fits what we discuss or the description that we get given her. And then we just take a look at some of those tools and say, okay, well, I think that this probably it's matched more closely. You may not get the exact, but again, where Casey comes in and does those integration, well, maybe we need a Zapier to zap to this or to do a task or whatever. But that all comes into everything that we plays a part in everything that we talked about earlier today. So is there any last minute things, ladies, that y'all wanted to throw in before we go into anything else?
And remember to take a deep breath. No one's saying you have to do this all in one day. It is a process. Remember, she just said it took us a few months. It's a process. But the first step is mindset. You can't change what you're not willing to address, but you got to start somewhere. And so I don't want you to feel like, oh my goodness, like this is a lot. It's not a lot if you have a roadmap. And that's the reason why we're here. But remember, just take a deep breath, ask questions, but at least start.
And what's the payoff for all this hard work? Well, let's just say it's pretty sweet. You're looking at more agility, better use of your resources, as we all talked about some of those resources that we use in our agency, and a happier customer thanks to a quicker turnaround and top-notch services. So does that sound pretty good? I think so. How can we help you? You heard all about the process optimization and its potential to transform your business. But where do you start? Like Cora said,
you implement you have to start it. Somewhere. So that's where we guide you through the implementation phase, providing hands-on support every step of the way, from employee training, like Cora mentioned, to change management. We'll ensure a smooth transition to your optimized process.
We conduct a thorough assessment of your current process.
We use ongoing optimization. So we partner with you, and it doesn't end after the implementation of the project. We'll continuously monitor and refine your processes to ensure they remain aligned with your evolving business goals, because you want to continually monitor and improve.
Then we tailor the solutions to fit you. So based off of your assessment, we'll develop a customized strategy to streamline your workflows and maximize your productivity. Whether it's implementing new technology or refining your existing process, because sometimes the technology is not bad.
In our upcoming episodes, we'll dive deeper into key areas of optimization, including identifying inefficiencies in your business, automating routine tasks, enhancing customer experience, and streamlining operations for growth.
So as we conclude today's discussion on business process optimization, remember that the journey towards efficiency is an ongoing one. By taking proactive steps to optimizing your processes, you're setting the stage for continued growth and success in your business.
So stay tuned for these exciting discussions and continue your journey towards a more streamlined and successful business. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, keep optimizing.
Thank you to our fellow Chaos Coordinators for tuning in to an episode of Chaos to Control with the PowerPro Assistance team. We look forward to sharing more insights and strategies with you in our future episodes. Until then, stay inspired, stay motivated, and stay in control, one strategy at a time.